I should prove the saying that otherwise the chalitza of any one group within Klal Yisrael couldn't be accepted by those who have a different pronunciation. Because the thing is that if the Yavam and the Yavam can't potentially, the Lashon HaKodesh, say the various Aloch HaFans to the Tachta, what the Yavam says, the Ovi Yavmi, which is what the Yavam says, they can't potentially say that Lashon HaKodesh, so that the Chalitza would be no good. And in Lashon HaKodesh, no one ever said that. So you see, that all dialects have the status of Lashon HaKodesh. Then we saw that the friend of Rambam, who's inside the Kodesh Yod, says that all these Kodesh Yod, they don't articulate the Haraya that says over here that, again, the din of the Gemara is that someone from Beishan, Beishan, they can't do it because their pronunciation is incorrect. But if everyone mispronounces things the same way, so then they can't do it. But Bek is gone, it has to be Lashon HaKodesh. So what that it's not going to sound strange to people? So what that it won't sound like a flow to people? But the Mesa, it's not Lashon HaKodesh. So the Chalitza Yoav thinks, it could be that there's other ways to explain this, but the Chalitza Yoav HaKodesh thinks that the same idea of Yavosh is already implicit in that from here. So we suggested to explain that based on the Rambam, Shmaias and Trumas, again, going one step beyond the Rambam, but operating with Yisod, that language develops. In the same way, language can develop in terms of usage and words and etc. So it can develop in terms of pronunciation. And as long as there's a significant enough group, it has the status of Lashon HaKodesh. The question is, what about as follows? Let's say, I think commonly, here in Eretz Yisrael, when the communities that again, not only speak, but even daven in Haveras, so you don't really hear that much of a difference, or any difference between the comments and the patak. The comments more or less sound like, I think to Ta'awiyahs, it does sound like, and I don't know whether there is a difference, but our dal and footfall is you don't hear any difference between the comments and the pata. So they say b'shem b'chazanish that whatever, but when you're saying shem Hashem, you have to say a comment. When you're saying yud kei vav kei your atmos, we'll have a comment. You have to say a comment. You have to say shem Hashem properly. Disagreed about that passage. That's the way that they pronounce everything. So then it's acceptable even when they're saying Shem Hashem. So the emphasis is, I don't know, you have to try to find what the Svarim Bechazanish is. Because for me, I thought it's easier to understand what Rosh Hashanah is saying. And why is it any different than if we're saying that our Ashkenazi has, which is in Gala, or our Ashkenazi ayin, which is silent like an olive, if that's Lashon HaKodesh, so even pronunciation is, when there's a large enough contingent in Klal Yisrael that speaks that way, has a din of Lashon HaKodesh. So if it applies to the osios, why wouldn't it apply to the vowels as well? Why wouldn't it apply to the tzedakis as well? Okay, so our ches and our chaf are the same thing. We all know they're not supposed to be the same thing. We pronounce it the same thing. And we assume that has been a Lashon HaKodesh, so why is it any worse than when a kamet and a katak sound the same way, even though they're supposed to be different also?
would it be a problem for someone who does have a Ashkenazis to pronounce like an ayin as a guttural or a chet like a...
Right, so that's a question. I don't know where you go with it. You have to ask a shana halacha from the maestro. So is that really lishtahe and lishtahe? That's no one's language. Right. I don't know. There is a... The question is an excellent question. You have to... let's say, if everything else about our pronunciation isn't really, it's not Tehrani, it's not any of the Eidot HaMizrach, but will Epis come up with a guttural ayin for Kriya Shema? I don't know, ayin a lot. I don't know, but is it possible that it's Yetzis Kol Yav Sidra? I don't know. The question is a very good question. I think Chachamim Avadia has the truth when she cites the precedent that the Nosan Abla, the Rebbe Chassam Sofer, sent for Sfaradi Chacham to teach her pronunciation. Wanted to learn the correct, I don't know which of the Eidot HaMizrach he sent for. Maybe it says in the truth. So you see, there's a Hadass Baldin. That's the way you're supposed to pronounce that. So I think Rav Yoshev writes back in the Nasa. He says it's true. He says, but Nasa and Adler is the only one who ever did it. No one else ever did it. Lo Shemana did it. No one else ever did such a thing. So before there's a riot from Nasa and Adler, there's more of a riot from the Stimas, all the other. Never did such a thing. I guess what Rebbe's point of view is that there should have been a sensitivity. He didn't need to teach the halacha that way. If Rebbe Shimon had been a Levi and had come to him with a shayla halacha of the maisa, he wasn't a Levi, wasn't an amikdash, wasn't anything. So you want to teach him a halacha that would be in the soul and the soul, that the Levi could be disqualified from singing from Shira to the call. Whether you have to sort of personalize it. Amar Abuna Zvalgan, the Issa Zemi. What does she say? Zvalgan is in someone whose eyes and body is tearing. Roha, who the Hamid Shabusa, the Rafuna, the Hamid Poris, the Yodin, and who does be your Hamid? Everyone was accustomed, so we didn't distract people, we didn't attract attention. What does happen is just tiny little office. And he says, you know, that's capital. And he goes, you don't. I'm going to be up and see these super badness and everybody says kappa, I mean, even I have some hands. A lot is kappa and kappa is shame. But who does have some hands? I'm going to ask you today, who does even have a hand? I mean, I'm going to be up and see the lots says kappa, and why you does be able to fit in my hand. Because the little toss is there, and does be able to fit in my hand. But through the moment to be up and I'm going to be with Shalmi, and I have again, they're going to be crooked. Also, the commander of the Kali, people that came to the Dutch people. So, even though in our Gemara, like only the Gemara only says the Svara by Svara and so on, Thomas says that the Kuro Shah, you see that the same Svara applies to women. Again, who it was, again, we're looking at quote Shukas Kamoya and Shabbos. I don't remember which of the Kamari it was, but I don't know if they didn't have a Rishami or they just had, I don't know if they did a Rishami. So they said from the Babli, maybe they just thought the Babli was Mashman against the Rishami. Is Mashman not my family? That it's not coincidental that the Babli only tells us that the din of Dosh Behira by the case of Suma Ba'achas Ve'ena, by Svalgan, it doesn't tell to us by Yechveis, the Yodo, the that's not Hakumos, but Kushos. Why is it? And this is an interesting story. Like, my son, a person's eyes are always dim. It's unusual. It's not part of the course. It's not normal. It's not. Disfigured. It's not a disfiguration. It's not a deformity. And what I forget who the Kamoi is who suggests that the mice of human, as often as you see it, myself are some state of but look twice. That's the time of the animal. But I think in Shahar, I think it says like this Tosfos. It's in Shahar that as long as it's Dosh Behira, that everyone is has to facilitate. So we assume that people are not going to be in this time. But you know, Omer, Ach Mishahar, Mishah Yod, of Tzvos, Elisus, Kapur, same thing, Tane, Rav, Ratshe, Yemelach, but look at it. So there's nothing unusual about having red hands if the majority of people are handling such substances which leave their hands red. Okay. How many of them can I tell you it's human after the bottom of Yahweh? The sandal in Yoga, Afyofif Layavi. Why? Says the Gemara, my time of Hashin and Shaman Minos Nizukaba. Rashi explains how Minu Ovda and Rezar, I think here the Ozu Hadda says in the bottom that the sensor changed it, that what Rashi really wrote was Hakomim, Tamiga, Yeshu, and Nutsri. The Christians used to be Makbid on that. They used to be makbid on the Godin and Sivonim, on wearing shoes, Bishas HaTfila. So because of that, if someone expresses such a favor, so he now becomes suspect. So you can't let him serve as an Irish Nazi. But also, Chilosa Agula, Sakhana Benibanez. So according to what the Gemara clarify, it means the bias. He makes the bias of the Tfilin Iran. So what does it mean, Sakhana Benibanez? So Rashi says, Sakana Shloti Panis Verosha. It's partially the danger that if you bang, right, don't let it happen. If you're wearing tefillin, you bang yourself. So if it's a round tefillin, so then the shape of the tefillin might be such that it would be, that there's a danger that it's gonna penetrate the skull. And what's more, ain't no mitzvah. Because tefillin have to be split. Tosfos has a funny pshat. I don't know what to make of it. You see that Tosfos says, "Sakana ben ba mitzvah pishah ben tam b'shasa sakana yochol instak in b'ayin." But Tanya all of our mitzvah lo yirasa lo nais kol adishav al kafay. But if all of our b'shasa sakana, there's a decree, say of the Roman Empire not to wear tefillin. So if you'll be wearing kosher tefillin, so then the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a nice and save you. But if you'll be wearing these posel tefillin, because round tefillin are obviously posel, so then that's what the sakana is. It's a funny pshat for two reasons. A, the sakana is just a function of the fact that you're going to Israel. So why do you really need to... The sakana is independent. Rashi is telling you two different things. It's telling you it's independently sakana and independently in bar mitzvah. According to Rabbi Tam, the fact that it's sakana is just a follow, it's just a corollary of the fact that it's in bar mitzvah, first of all. Second of all, funny that I'm sort of defining it in terms of that unusual circumstance. I don't know. But take a look. I thought there was something interesting in the bread of banana there. Oset filosu agul. You see it? Perisha oset filan agul and ke'egos, like Rashi says. And then he says on ein bar mitzvah, excuse me, sakana. Sakana ben bar mitzvah. Perush. Pa'amim shenofel al panav v'rachum v'chanum v'im hein tefillin al rosho agulin v'rat zitzum ofel v'zod v'sakon. I think we'll read the words of the number. So what's it describing? The sakon is likely to happen when? How? So it sounds like a bit of an ala, like the gong, not like we do, right? But there is a question whether or not in the morning during the attack, then whether you do the fillin of time in your left arm because you have your little fill on the back. So most of us, I think, don't do it. The Gaon says, no, there's no pieces of cover the tefillin to fall the... I guess either way, in the Ben Hanalo, it doesn't make a difference, because either way, I guess it's a trench or rope. So again, whichever arm you're going to do it, whether you do it on your right arm or your left arm, either way, it will... So you don't see you don't see anything. That was a mistake. Nasna on mitzvah or pass your other horizon avenue. So if he puts the tefillin on his forehead or on the palm of his hand, that's the minus. Why? He's a kavod. He doesn't believe in Torah Shavuot Peh. He only believes in Torah Shavuot Tzah. And that's why he thinks the tefillin should be over here. The tefillin should be on the palm of his hand. Tzipron zahav from the sana al beis v'kuli shalom harezah darach hachitzon. If he overlays the tefillin with gold, instead of the bias being leather, he uses gold. Or he puts the tefillin on his sleeve. Instead of putting the tefillin on his arm, so how is it derech chitzoni? So what does that mean? So first of all, what's wrong with what he's doing? Second of all, what does it mean? Rashi says, al beis yad levushon mibachutz. Again, he puts the tefillin on top of his sleeve instead of directly on the arm. So how is it derech chitzoni? B'nei odom ha'holkim acharei daita chutz midas chachamim. So interestingly, Rashi says that the whole problem with putting the tefillin on your sleeve, as opposed to rolling your sleeve up and putting it directly on the arm, is the fact that the Torah says, "V'haya l'chal la'os avyotka, l'chal v'lo la'acher." So based on this, the Rashba says, the man here in the Rif quotes the Rashba, sounds like that by Tzolim Shalrosh, there's no problem with Pinsitz. Because Rashi's whole reason for why you can't put the Tzolim Shalrosh on your sleeve, while you have to put it directly on your arm, is because the Chalos, versa, that let's say a person has a bandage or something here, pumped on the mucking tefillin, he has a bandage, point the nostril, there's no problem, we're just putting the tefillin on top of the bandage.
Rashi says the same story for why you can't plate it with gold, that's the reason also.
No, there is a different drush. A different drush. It's being called Amuta B'Ficha. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rosh who disagrees, and the Rosh apparently understands that the problem is that the Torah says, it must be on your arm. The Torah says you're supposed to put it on your arm, so the stamash pause of that is that it means directly on your arm. And the same thing when it's Bein Einecha, which means on your head. It means directly on your head. So according to that, there's a problem of chatzitza, not only Beshalyah, and Beshalyah, even the Mashmah agrees, but even Beshalyah. And that's the way the Machabi passes in Shulchan Aruch. But that there is a problem of chatzitza, both by the Shalyah and the Shalosh. See, apparently Rashi holds that if the Torah says al besoro, so then it's mashma that there can't be anything chotzeit between them. But let's say my jacket is on my arm. There's a shirt in between the jacket and there. It's still on my arm. It's only because it says l'chala os, which is mashma that it should be done as privately. As privately as possible means that you put it directly on the flesh, and whatever clothing you have is covering it up. Okay. The Rosh doesn't dig it. He says, no, al yadach is also mashma, means directly on your arm. Bein einecha is mashma, that it's directly on your head. Tzipon zahav, what's wrong with tzipon zahav? What's wrong if you encase it in gold? Sim l'matia tos Hashem b'flicha she'yakom yivim b'heimah tohozim. By the Torah says, by tefillin l'matia tos Hashem b'flicha, says Ram Shabbos Darshans, that the tefillin had to be made in hamuta b'flicha. That everything about the tefillin has to be from b'heimah tohozim. So that not only excludes a behema to me, it also excludes something which isn't food. It excludes gold also. It's interesting, I'm not really sure what the Pshat is saying. So according to Rashi, sort of the condemnation of the first group, the guy who puts the tefillin on his forehead and then tefillin shliyan on his hand, that's minus. This is chitzoni. Sounds like that it's not as harsh, right? Why it's not as harsh. What difference does it make whether he's a kavoy and even a nice Torah Shabbat, okay? Whether he sort of acknowledges Torah Shabbat, but it doesn't accept the Drashas Chazal. The Elden Ha'olchem Acheri Daitam puts me down as Chachamim. I don't know, why is that in the... See, the Rambam says that the Rambam understands he teaches the words of the son of Beis Unkel the Shalom differently. Also bizro, meaning he doesn't even tie it on his arm. He just leaves it hanging. Just imagine if the tefillin is just sort of hanging like a pocketbook. Or, yitznana bekis bigda. He puts it in the pocket. That's what it means. So then chitzonim, according to the Rambam, means em hayotzim mikval hadas legamrei. So chitzonim for the Rambam is even a sort of a harsher description, a harsher condemnation. touch the Kabbalah today is the knowledge that Hashem has said. This guy, he doesn't even put the tefillah on the palm of his hand. He doesn't even put it in his forehead. He puts it in his pocket. He just has it hanging like a pocketbook, like a bracelet, whatever, from his arm. So he doesn't recognize the Torah Shabbat Sahib. He keeps the same lashon, keeps the same. From the Mishnah itself, you don't know all the din of a ribua by tefillin. The only thing you know is if the tefillin themselves are made like an egos. But that anything short of that is required. You don't see that from the Mishnah, so you don't really have fully represented in the Mishnah. This then, this halacha was from Sinai, tefillin mu'ubat. Let's go back. Let's listen. What does yivachuch hatov mean? So Rashi has one pshat, which is also the first pshat in Tosfos, and the Tosfos is the second pshat as well. First pshat in Yerushalayim is yivachuch hatov means let good people, let righteous people praise you. That righteous, that good people bless you. To the exclusion of Rishon. The Rishon cannot, shouldn't be allowed to be Mavaya HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi, Yivachun Chatov Ma'arizu Da'av Minu She'inu Kolo Rishon in B'Shech Rosh HaMalcha. The Chachamim Lomdu Mechelva Yashavei Farah Ulma HaKosu B'Zamani HaKeres She'matzuch and HaKosu B'Haritza Asa Z'yosa Maguna. Not only is something which is Reicho Ra allowed, but it's required to be in the Torah. So too, Klal Yisrael can't disenfranchise the Rishon. The Rishon are also also included in those who give Shifu Shamalkan.
Isn't the context of the Maran Krisos when the Maran Krisos is talking about incorporating the Rishayim into our tefillahs and meaning to say that when we praise Hashem, we should incorporate everyone as part of an Aguda Achat? This Gemara we're talking about. I thought the context was that we just want to make sure everyone's included as part of, like, we have to even be Kol HaKosher and Yisrael B'Gufan as part of our tefillah.
So that means that they need to join in the Tainus, the same way Rashi is using it. It's an amazing thing. I'm not really sure how to sort of express the Kiddush here, but this is wrong. But it's fascinating that it's Kiddush. Not every thing of math test that you went to was 2 plus 5. You get a big X for your teacher, even if you go or shot, that's another by kids. That's wrong. So this isn't just wrong, not just a distortion, but it's meaningless. It's very wrong. that's what occasions the second Pshat. So the first Pshat does is Rashi's Pshat. Meaning just the grammatically, according to the first Pshat, Tovim is the subject, is the noun, is the subject of Yevokucha. Tovim Yevokucha, below Rishon. That's Rashi's Pshat and Tosis Pshat. Below Rishon, below Poshim. According to the second Pshat, the subject is unstated, the subject is understood, and it says that people, Yevokhu Oscha, who are you? Elohim Tovim. You're the good God. So that description integrates Shtei Rishuyos. Okay, something that intimates Shtei Rishuyos. That's Takanios. That's Takanios. I wonder what it means is as follows. If you would say that a Rosha, if you'd have a guard at the entrance of the shul, and you wouldn't let Chvesa and Talal Shabbos into shul. So what that would indicate, possibly, is that there's no hope for the person. Because if there's hope for the person, then you can't banish him. You have to allow him to retain his ties if there's hope for the person. So I don't know if it's some kind of determinism or whatever it is, but maybe that's the, maybe that's part of it, I'm not sure. Rashi, the Gemara Mefarish, what each of these are. Again, Kansiva Yagira Chamecha, so he's imploring the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and as it were, he's making his case. Kodesh Baruch Hu, your Vachimim are so extensive, so far and wide, that they even encompass the bird and the nest. So have achmanas and asas as well. Al tovi zocha shemach, may your name be associated with good. Modim, modim, he says, modim anach alach, modim anach alach. And there he says, modim, modim anach alach, alach alach. Meshaskin asas. If any of these three things you say, I say, why is that? Let's see. The fact that he repeats the word is consistent with talking Rahman Islam to two different deities. How can you do it? The Rav was very, very accurate on the good name or Nusach that repeats words in Shmoneh Esrei. Implies that we associate a Kodesh Baruch Hu with good, we don't associate a Kodesh Baruch Hu with bad. It's not, but that's a fundamental error, a fundamental distortion. It's not quite good, Mavarach al Ra, Kishem Shem Mavarach al Tova. Make a bracha on Ra'a the same way you make a bracha on Tova. So if you make a bracha on Ra'a the same way you make a bracha on Tova, so obviously HaKadosh Baruch Hu is equally associated with what we perceive as Ra'a as much as what we perceive as Tova.
Thank you.
sowed here. The Maisa, I'm not aware that, that we go around actually literally saying Al Tov Yizach HaShanecha, but that mentality or that mindset is one that people can easily slip into. When something good happens, it's a miracle. Things with Hashem. I don't know. Sometimes we have at least a different thing to do, not to associate with Hashem. And what Chazal tells us is that's not the case. But Baruch Hu is associated with everything that happens in the world. Baruch Hu is Shalit B'Shofet. Baruch Hu is associated, again, whether it's that he ordained it, or whether it's that he thinks that it doesn't merit his interference, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not disassociated from anything that happens in the world. How do you reconcile Kol Ma'ad Ovid Rachman on the Tav Ovid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is associated not only with the Tov that happens in the world, but also what we perceive and experience as Rosh in the world? So the answer is, well, one answer is, that the description of Tov and Ra means from our vantage point it's Ra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's vantage point, based on which he ordained that it happen, based on which he allows it to happen, from his vantage point, it's tova. But the way our belief of hatova hakel hatova native, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu command the other Rachman the Tav Ovid, isn't by disassociating him from the Ra. Aging mechanism is out of kilter. And it ages sort of 7 or 8 times faster than the natural aging process is supposed to be. I think this child died of old age at age 13, or age 14. It's a horrible month. And he couldn't make peace with it. So he came up with a whole theory in which he basically was co-fair and said, well, the Baruch Hu can't control it yet. That's how you can still get along with your Roshel, even though things like this happen in the world. So without judging the person, the Baruch Hu doesn't ask for our help in doing that, but he does tell us to identify what's right and what's wrong, or what's true and what's false. It's Al HaTov Yizach HaShemach. And you see where Al HaTov Yizach HaShemach leads. It leads to that type of truth. People want to have things that he does, and some things that he does, and some things that happen in the world, they're going to be beyond our understanding. The Lashon HaMishnah is very interesting. Chai v'alim v'vayach ha'levach shem shem v'vayach ha'levach. Again, so what does it mean? The v'vayach ha'levach is the v'vayach ha'levach of Dayan Emes. The shem shem v'vayach ha'levach is the v'vayach ha'levach of Dayan. So my father used to quote from his father that amazing quote. There's a lack of symmetry, right? The truth of Chai v'alim v'vayach ha'levach the shem shechaya v'vayach ha'levach. Where it should have been, Mavayah HaLevah, Hashem Shem Mavayah HaLevah, right? There's a lack of symmetry there. So what's Pshat? So my paternal grandfather used to say, Men Blight Bechayah. What does that mean? The Gemara Bracha says, what does it mean, Kashem? You don't say the same Bracha, it's different Bracha. So what does it mean, Kashem? The Gemara says, the Kibbalinu B'Simcha. But you're supposed to, Rashi says, Simcha doesn't mean you hire a band and a dance. But simcha means belief of shalom. But a person is supposed to make the bracha of Achmon Atzlan of Dayan Emes with the same belief shalom that he makes the bracha of Atonah Meidah. The same equanimity. Saying that this is right. What happened is right. And I'm at peace with what happened. A person is supposed to have that same sense of equanimity and being at peace with what happened. Whether he's making the bracha of Atonah Meidah or that he and his family won the $1 billion lottery, or whether that one looks down is making a bump of dynamics. So that's what the Kashem means. So what my grandfather said is, but block the Chayav, which means what one remains Chayav in the sense, the Taka, what his observer told us, is Taka, and Bishwa. The observer God, you say the block, but the Mesa falls short. And that's what the Mishnah said again. Chai v'alavach ha'levah. When it comes to tova, we're actually in the bar. When it comes to ra, and like the chayav, well, what remains chayav in the sense that we fall short of the mark, really having that same, at least Reuven Ritva people do, having that same sense of equanimity and being at peace with what happened.
That at the end of your lottery, you finish about 3 hours, there's still a bit of an amount.
Doesn't mean that we're going to make the lions and the bears and the mosquitoes jealous. So what it means is that it attributes that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that as it were, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Christ's favorite and is more concerned with the birds in the nest than he is with the rest of animal life. It doesn't mean, sort of speaking anthropomorphically about the animal kingdom, we're talking about the matter. There's no basis for thinking that Hakadosh Baruch Hu within the animal kingdom is more concerned with birds than with anything else. The Chadam and Eish also does with Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rachamim and Ein Alegzeres. So here there is Kayadua, a major machlokes v'shalom what this Manda Amar means. So the Rambam, and this is how Rashi here understands it as well, says that this Manda Amar is objecting, because he says you can't give Tamei Mitzvahs. You are teaching Mitzvah about Tanzipor, you're explaining it. You can't do that. You can't give Tamei Mitzvahs. There are no titles. So it's interesting, even though the Rambam obviously very strongly advocates and engages in giving Tamei Mitzvahs, he says, but I concede that it's a machlokas in the Chazal. I side with the first opinion says there's nothing wrong with giving Tanakh mitzvahs, and this is the wrong time. The second one says, no, you shouldn't be giving Tanakh mitzvahs. And that's what the Rambam says, and that's consistent with Rashi here. The Rambam, Rashi's says, no, there's no reason for the Rambam to make that concession. What this means is that they should also be those who shall vachanim al balechayim, the ainan el gezeros al bileyoda. Meaning that mitzvahs are designed for people. They're not designed to benefit animals. Mitzvahs are designed to benefit people. They're not designed to benefit animals. And here too, what's wrong, it's not that there are Tanei Mitzvahs, and it's appropriate to search for the Tanei Mitzvahs, but this type of Tam is absolutely wrong, because this type of Tam says that the purpose of the Mitzvah is the benefit that accrues to Bali Chaim, and that's not the case. The purpose of Mitzvahs is the benefit that accrues to the people who are Chayim in the Mitzvahs. The Mitzvahs are designed for people, they're not Rachim and the Bali Chaim. They do have reasons that can be understood and therefore can legitimately should be investigated. Person is able to respond. So that's one level of knowledge. It's another level of knowledge to be sensitive to when that happens and to pick up on it means that it's not just something that a person knows, but it's something that he instinctively that forms his instinctive reactions. It's something which is so internalized that it's not just he sort of knows it. Intellectually, you don't necessarily respond when the Maisa comes there, when it comes to the halacha of the Maisa. Because what's the lechidude here? There wasn't anything subtle about what that Shliach Tzibur did. What he did was just flagrantly against the mission. It wasn't an application of the mission. It wasn't an extrapolation from the mission. It was just a flagrant violation of the mission. There's a difference between just knowing a halacha and that knowledge is something which becomes part of your instinctive reaction. And that's what Rabbi wanted to see in his Talmud, that presumably Abaye was a little boy at this point, to see whether or not Abaye had that level of internalizing the Dibur Torah. That's what we were